Hello, lovelies. I decided to do Penny's Valentine questionnaire because why not? That's my reasoning for doing any questionnaire, right? Number one, Valentine's Day, lame commercial holiday, or great excuse to spread love. Explain your answer. Well, I try to spread love every day. But I think it's a great excuse to spread love. Like, probably all the holidays are commercialized anyways. I don't see it as a bad day or just lame and stupid, It's what you make of it, like everything else in life. It's just what you make of it. Number two, ever given or received a mem I forgot how to word for a minute. Ever given or received a memorable gift on Valentine's Day? If not, what is a gift you would love to give or receive? From my completely non-romantic ex, 1 year he gave me flowers and a huge box of chocolates and like a camera, a DSLR. It was used, but it had like two lenses, and it was, a way bigger step up than my phone. And I was like, wait, what? What? And he didn't expect anything in return. And that was when we were doing pretty good, But yeah, that has to be one of the more memorable Valentine's days I've had. Someone tells you that you can replace Valentine's Day with your own made-up holiday. What do you pick? It would be Cat Day. And everyone would dress like cats and eat tuna and, or, some other fish because cats like fish. And you would spend the entire day napping because that's what cats do. And, then you would have to pet cats. So that would be how you celebrate Cat Day. So if I could replace Valentine's Day with anything, it would be Cat Day. It needs to be a thing. There needs to be a Cat Day and a Dog Day for the people that like dogs better, I guess. Oh. Y'all knew I wasn't going to give a serious answer to that. Let's see. Number four, you wake up on February 14th as Cupid. You get the chance to shoot your arrow of romance at two unsuspecting GWAers. Who are they and why did you pick them? Y'all, I don't know. The few people that I've talked to, and I know who they are, but I ain't saying their name out loud. But the few people that I've talked to that aren't with the person they love, for whatever reason, I think there's a couple that have met on GWA. There's probably quite a few that have met on GWA. And I would have them be together. I would have them be together. If nothing else, at least for the day. If you could receive a sexy Valentine from anyone in the world, famous or not, who would you choose? I don't know. I kind of know, but I don't want to say. What's your favorite song about love and why? Okay. Well, someone else already gave this answer, but I have a different reason for it. It would be All You Need Is Love by the Beatles, but it's because I used to sing it to my daughter when she was a newborn, and I had to basically walk around to get her to fall asleep. One night she was crying all night long, and my bonehead husband just laid in bed ignoring us. So I'm like standing, just walking back and forth, exhausted. If I even sat in the rocking chair, she'd go off to crying again. So I was walking back and forth and back and forth, singing songs, and I sang, I remember singing All You Need Is Love, and I would sing it to her quite a bit. And when she got a little older to where she could talk herself, she surprised me one day coming into the living room and coming up to me and singing All You Need Is Fluff. I'm guessing that's spelled FLUV. I'm not sure. But she would run around the house singing All You Need Is Fluff. So it's kind of. Sorry about the coughing, y'all. It's kind of our thing. Kind of a tweet thing. She's my little tweety pie. Number seven. In your head, pick someone from GWA. Got it. Great. Now record / write them a special Valentine's message. No, you don't have to say who it is if you don't want to. Okay. Well, I interpreted this differently the first time I read it and like before I saw anyone else's questions. So I do have a special Valentine audio that I'm going to send to people. And if I don't send it to you, if you're listening and I don't send it to you on Valentine's Day, then message me and I'll send it to you too. Because it's going to be very, very special. It's not going to be erotic, like by any means, but it's going to be very special. That's all I have. That's like all I can say about it. But I'm not going to say who this is, but I'm going to tell them so that they can listen, if that makes sense, so that they know who I'm talking about. This person knows, okay? I would say this too shall pass. That you can make it through this, and that you are more special, and you are worth more than you realize, and you mean more to this community than you think you do. So, anyways, I believe that was the last question, And I hope that whether you are single, dating, married, whatever your relationship status is, that you have absolutely wonderful Valentine's Day. And I will talk to y'all later. Bye, sweeties. Mwah.